With the news that Cole is not in, it's Cole out, Turkington, we look back at some of his greatest moments.
Hello, welcome back. We are bringing you another 10 minutes with. You may have seen these last year and we're bringing them back again for 2025. And we're going to concentrate on a driver profile this time around. Colin Turkington has obviously announced that he won't be back in the touring cars for 2025. So we're going to take a little look back over his career, where he's come from, what he's done throughout his career, more specifically the touring British touring cars, but how he got to the stage that he is now being a four-time British touring car champion. So he was born in Portadown, Northern Ireland in 1982 and started his car racing career in 1999 in the Fiesta Cup, something which his sons are now going on to do from this year onwards.
Absolutely, yeah.
He had three seasons in Fiestas and also did a winter series in Clios before taking that massive step up into the touring cars in 2002 with the famous Atomic Kitten MG.
Yep.
He looked a hell of a lot younger back then, didn't he?
Age will do that. But yeah, it's mad, isn't it, to think that, there was an actual pop band sponsored car. It'd be like sort of having... What's good on kids these days?
Little Mix.
Or the Charlie XCX... MG, well, MG doesn't exist anymore. So many things don't exist anymore.
I know. So he spent 3 years in the MG, taking two wins in that car over 65 races and had a best championship finish of sixth in 2004 before then moving on, which was a slightly strange move at the time, to AAA and the
Vauxhall.
Astra.
Well, yes and no. Obviously, Vauxhall dominated the early 2000s with Plato, Muller and Thompson.
Yep.
So on paper, it was the car to be in if you wanted to be a champion.
Yes. Yeah. So he took on the Vauxhall Astra in 2005, taking two further wins as well. But he didn't stay there for long, did he?
No, in fairness, 2005 was the first time the Vauxhall wasn't top dog. A certain Honda Integra came to the grid that year, which we'll be covering in another video.
Yep.
He in many ways chose the worst time possible to move across to, to Vauxhall.
Yeah, so as to not compound that mistake too much, he moved on in 2006 back to WSR, who was still racing the MGs at the time. He finished third overall that season, starting to really almost cement his place in the touring cars. He was a front-running driver at that point and starting to show some class.
Yeah, it would have been the Team RAC Orange MG of a certain Rob Collard, I think that was his first season's teammate. So, yeah, and obviously those two had worked together in various guises over the coming years.
Two wins and 14 podiums. He stayed with that same team for a further three seasons, piloting a BMW 3 Series.
One of my favourite touring cars.
Yeah.
Especially the livery they ran as well.
And along with that, taking his maiden British touring car title in 2009. Along the way, accumulating a further 12 wins and 31 podiums, which at that time in his fairly young career in the touring cars was already pretty staggering.
What's also interesting is that when you look back at old footage from that era, you know, Colin Lee's days has got a bit of a reputation of being, I think Plato said it in On the Limit, a bit boring and a bit, or worse that effect.
Conserved.
But, I'm not quoting Plato directly, but certainly one of those that is a bit more plays of percentages. That wasn't necessarily the case in his early years.
No one really did back then, though, did they?
No, a push to pass was just a way of getting a place back then. But it was certainly interesting going back through the archives and seeing a side of Colin that I had actually completely forgotten about.
So following that success in 2009, he actually took a step away from the British Touring Cars and went to race in the World Touring Cars, along with a couple of other appearances in other European Touring Car Championships. It never really worked out for him, and he never really found his place in those championships, though, did he?
No, it's not a route that's not uncommon. We've seen Rob Huff, obviously, didn't win the British touring cars, but he went off to compete Worlds. Yvonne Muller's done the same. James Thompson did the same. Tom Chilton did a year, I'm sure.
Prio's come the other way, back and forth.
Yeah, and actually Prio hasn't really ever settled in the British touring cars, where obviously he's very good in the world. So, yeah, it is different. It is a completely different setup. I think you're right to say he didn't shine in the world touring cars, but I don't blame him for having a go. It's, I'm always surprised that people like Plato never had a year in the world. That's always surprised me.
So after that difficult couple of years, shall we call it, he did move back to the British touring cars in 2013 with eBay Motors and BMW once again.
Was it a 4-year gap?
Three.
Three, was it really?
Yeah, so 2010, 2011 and 2012, he was out of the championship.
Wow.
Back in 2013, finishing fifth overall, further increasing his win tally by another five wins. And in his second season back with the team, he took his second British Touring Car title at the wheel of BMW 1 Series at that point, completing a dominant season with eight wins, 19 podiums, 11 fastest laps and two pole positions. He was the man to beat at that stage.
Was that the eBay?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the eBay. Yeah. Very nice indeed.
Then in 2015, he took an unexpected move to BMR.
Yeah, there's so much to come out in the future, I think, about the BMR years that aren't really known. Yeah. Because in many ways, it was like the super group, wasn't it, of who they actually had working there and driver-wise
In that first year, they drove the Volkswagen CC, and he was alongside none other than Jason Plato, Alan Menu, Warren Scott, and then Aaron Smith, now Aaron Taylor Smith. And it was a competitive season once again, showing his quality, finishing fourth in the championship, only beaten by Matt Neal, Shedden, and Plato, who are stalwarts of the sport. In 2016.
Not in that order, though.
No, Shedden won the championship. He continued with BMR into 2016, and the team bought a brand new car to the grid, the much maligned Subaru LeVorg.
It was very much the is it a meme or whatever it is, the sometime maybe good, sometime maybe not so good.
Yes. And he was actually the best place finisher in that LeVorg in the championship that season. Again, fourth overall. Despite being withdrawn from all three rounds at Thruxton that year, he was in the championship battle all the way to the final round set of rounds at Brands Hatch. But then moved back to more comfortable ground and back to WSR with TMB, BMW, back to where he feels at home, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's where he's had his biggest successes throughout his touring car career.
Yeah.
And it's certainly where we've seen the best of Colin Turkington, shall we say. Yeah.
Yeah, he took his third championship in 2018, going back-to-back again, winning it in 2019 to take him joint level with Andy Rouse as a four-time British Touring Car champion. And again, that was with two different BMWs. That was with a 1 Series and a 3 Series again. He quite comfortably swapped between the two, didn't he, in the BMWs?
Yeah, I do think that his fourth is his least impressive.
Yeah.
Only because it had, I don't know if ifs and buts, but Kamish had a big massive break, had done everything and had the break fire that handed the title to Turkington. There was also a little bit of the shine was taken off that year with some of the inter-team politics of Andy, it was Andy Jordan.
Yep.
Was
the Pertec BMW.
Yeah, a little bit. There's a little bit of politics between them internally and also between team dynamics. It all got, I would say it got to sort of Plato, Neil, Plato, Muller levels, but it did get, anything like that takes the shine off things a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, I certainly think his best win or championship win was in 2009. He was just that step above everyone else.
And from Noah as well, after the year, Matt Neal dominance in the Integras and whatnot. Yeah, I'd agree with you there. And obviously, Giovinardi had his title wins as well. So he sort of came out of nowhere to come and take the crown.
And we've mentioned this many times before in other podcasts that we've done, that we both feel that Plato probably stayed a little bit too long. Matt Neal was just over that hill. Do you think Turkington has now left at the right point?
Yeah, I think so. He went out competing for a championship, which ultimately he didn't win, but he certainly went out competing and also playing a massive part in making sure Hill did win his debut or his first championship, sorry. So yeah, I think there's always a good time to get out of any job or any role or any sport, and I think he's picked the right one for sure.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see whether he does pop back at any time, even if it's like a guest drive or something like that, whether he'll go on to do any other racing. He has done bits and pieces of historics throughout his career, and actually his career as a whole, as of driver database, which we use for loads of different things, he's had 664 race starts, 82 wins, 220 podiums, 42 pole positions, 79 fastest laps. And along with obviously those four British Touring Car titles, he has a win percentage of 12.3%, which I think just underlines his competitive nature and how consistent he was as a driver.
He's also, I believe, a multi-winner of the Wingfoot Award, which is...
Sorry, I missed that out of my notes.
Oh, that's the pinnacle, isn't it? Which, of course, rewards drivers for their qualifying in the Touring cars. And to be fair to him, one of his biggest strengths is qualifying. He's always so competitive. Yeah.
Where do you think he goes in the list of British Touring Car greats?
Oh, why would you chuck that towards the end of a limited pod? He's not the great. He's not the best of all time, but he's in the top five.
Yeah.
In terms of my era of watching, he's in the top three.
Okay.
But I wouldn't necessarily place him number one.
Yeah. Obviously, joint amount of most wins with Andy Rouse. Doesn't look like he's going to have... And Sutton. Doesn't look like he's going to have that fifth title to his name, but we will see how his career grows and whether his offspring become touring car drivers and possible touring car champions.
Just very quickly, where does he sit in your list?
I think he is top five, but fourth or fifth. I certainly think there are better drivers out there with better quality, but that's probably another debate for another time. But until next time, we will be back once again with the 10 Minutes With and another driver profile. Let us know who you want to hear about and us talk about. But until then, we'll see you soon.